Hello, hello, hello. It's about 2:15 in the afternoon over here in not so sunny Denmark. Looking out the window. Man, I'm doing a weather report, man. How dull is that? But anyway, I'm going to carry on. Looking out the window, it just looks like it's going to chuck it down with rain any minute. It hasn't done so far. It's been like this all day. But it's just one of those days where you can just see the storm coming. So that's the end of the weather report. What I've been doing today, I was really hoping to be able to sit down and record my bit of the second episode of the 100 Stories podcast, but I haven't managed to do that today. I could try and do it now, but my wife has a big exam today, and I know she's just finishing now, and she'll be home soon. And, you know, I'm sure she'll want to chill out and relax. And, you know, we'll go out and get a lovely milkshake or something from the local Italian ice cream place. They do some fantastic milkshakes, actually. Very tasty. Banana is my favourite. I don't want to start recording and then she comes home and then, you know, we'll go out. And so I think probably what I'll do is I'll just leave the recording till first thing tomorrow morning. And get it all done. The script's all done. I just need to sit and go through it and read it and try and sound sensible, and then cut it all together. Of course, if I can read it in a fairly clear fashion, then I don't have to edit it so much, and I can just kind of put the episode together that way. And I really need to do it tomorrow. It's Friday already. The episode is due to go out on Monday. And of course, weekends, if you have a family like I do, it's impossible to get any work done unless you make like a really huge special arrangement with your other half. And that's just not possible this weekend at all. We have a lot of family commitments and things, birthdays and stuff. So I really have to get this done tomorrow. The great thing is, this morning actually, I don't know why, I just woke up really determined to start working on my novel Roadkill again. I'd finished the first draft, and I actually have an editor, Louise Jordan, who's waiting to read it. But I just kind of want to go through it all again and polish it up. And there's a few things in the ending that I want to change as well. So I want to do all that before I send it to her. The great thing is Jodie Cleghorn, who interviewed me a few weeks ago, and we've kind of become writery pals actually over the internet. She very generously has offered to read bits and bobs of it as I go along, just have a second pair of eyes on it. So I've sent her the three chapters that I polished this morning, because I got up and just decided I was going to do that. So I sat down and polished up the first three chapters, and then I sent them to Jodie. She's going to take a look at those for me. And kind of tell me what she thinks and hopefully point out any glaring spelling errors or mistakes or typos or things that just sound a bit odd. And I'm hoping, you know, I'm going to be able to keep sending her chapters as I polish them and get her feedback. And then when that's all done, I'll get the novel off to my editor, Louise, and get, like, you know, huge feedback from her. Probably meaning I have to sit down and do another entire draft. But I'll take that if and when it happens. So that's really been the day. I'm going to sign off now and wait for my wife to come home. And hopefully she's passed her exam. I'm sure she has. She's really been working her socks off. And she will have passed. She will. She will. She will. All right. Thanks, Audioboo. See you.